All aboard! The Vault of Horror now departing for equal parts mystery and insanity. Come off the rails with us, good passenger, as we punch you and your ticket for a ride on the terror train. Oops! Welcome to the Silver Gulch Recreational Train Depot. Before us, hundreds of miles of vintage pre-1880s Colorado Mining Era Railroad. And welcome, Ralph Broca, returning from an extended hiatus, citing exhaustion to his beloved advertising firm Broca and Wernicke. He's a little hard on his assistant Gloria sometimes, but what can she do? She did vow for better or for worse, and ooh, it's about to get so much worse.
Mr. Broca?
Mr. Pano, good to see you again.
I was just about to call you, worried that you weren't going to make it.
Well, traffic was a bear getting here, but it helped that our Uber driver thought he was piloting the Millennium Falcon from Star Wars, lightspeed and all that.
Not to mention reckless. Mr. Pano, my wife and sometimes assistant Gloria Todd Pano, head of marketing for the railroad line.
Oh, pleasure. When Mr. Broca told me his assistant would be joining him, he neglected to mention that.
That his assistant is his wife? Yes, as of recently.
So, this is it. Silver Line, my God, your description didn't do it justice.
She is a beauty, isn't she? Again, I can't tell you how happy we are that you're going to be handling our advertising. It's like I've been saying, all we need is that little push.
Whoa! Damn, that's loud.
What are you going on about? That's the best part of a steam train.
Absolutely. Here you go.
All right.
Well, you're in room 2B in the sleeper car. We do have Wi-Fi. The password is on the envelope, and dinner starts at 5 and ends right at 9. Have a great trip and enjoy Denver.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye. Okay, was he for real?
Oh, very much so. Apparently, Penham's the company rainmaker.
Rainmaker or rain man?
Gloria, please.
Sorry.
She's going to kill you. What?
Honey, you all right?
Fine. Let's get moving. You can get off. There's still time.
All aboard!
What is this thing?
Oh, made reservations for 5:30, so about 5 minutes. We don't have to get dressed for dinner, do we?
No, we don't. When did you order a bottle of wine?
I didn't. Brought it with me from the hotel.
I wish you wouldn't drink.
Well, you know what they say. Better to be full of wine than full of crap.
It's poison. You have to be on your guard.
Ralph, you're sweating.
Well, it's warm in here.
So I'll open a window.
No.
All right.
It's just, maybe, need a drink myself before dinner.
So, have a glass. And I mean a glass, not three glasses.
Well, at the club car, I mean. Why don't you go ahead to the dining car? I'll join you in a bit.
Huh? Well, okay.
She's not going to kill me. Oh, sure. Keep saying that to yourself. Did you try counting to 90 seconds and not worrying about it like your therapist said? No. At each new feeling of terror, you've got to start over. You've made it to what? 9? 10? I remember the first time you wanted to run away from a Ralphie boy. I knew you had to get away. But no. You couldn't do it, could you? I mean, you know there's only one thing left to do. Right? I keep telling you and telling you over and over, but you just can't take the freaking hint. I'm not going to kill Gloria. You amaze me, Ralph. Either you can't see her for what she is, or you don't want to.
I see her, damn it. I see her everywhere.
Do you actually allow smoking in here?
One of the few club cars in America, I think. There's a non-smoking car further on down the...
Forget it.
Okie dokie. So, what'll it be, Mac?
I'll have a scotch and soda, please.
He called you Mac? In a smoky, crowded club car? How absolutely Raymond Chandler of him. I mean, who opens with...
You all right, Mac? You look,
I'm fine.
Here you go.
How much?
A 10 spot. Thank you, sir.
Yes. You think that's poison, too? Don't you? Well, only one way to be sure. It's good.
Open your eyes, babe. You're okay.
Gloria?
Sorry, Mac?
Nothing. I thought I heard... nothing.
Look ahead. In the mirror, babe. Burns the throat, doesn't it?
Word up, Ralph. That's not the face of a wallflower.
You hate me almost as much as I hate you. You wastrel.
Oh, no, she's not gonna kill you. That's true love, Ralph.
You're so peaceful when you're asleep. You know that? You unpleasant, uptight piece of...
What?
Sir, are you Ralph Broca?
Yeah. yes, I am.
Your wife asked me to find you.
Why?
Dinner, sir. She's been waiting.
Dinner, of course. Dinner.
Good salmon.
Adequate.
Ralph, you can say if you like the fish or not.
Fine. It's good. Hey, could I get another...
Iced tea, two, please.
What was that?
You're not taking your medication with alcohol.
I wasn't going to take... I don't need you.
I knew it. I knew it. You shouldn't have come back to work so soon.
I'm doing fine.
You're at Felicity Gardens for less than 3 weeks, and then you're right back in. Please, do not answer that.
Yes. Yes, this is Ralph Broca. What is... I'm sorry. What? I'm sorry, I didn't authorize... Oh. I see. You can fax the forms to my office. I'll be back Wednesday. Thank you. When are you going to tell me?
Tell you what?
That you looked into increasing the life insurance policy?
Oh.
Ding, ding, ding. We have a winner.
Ralph?
How much?
Can we not talk about this? Please.
Oh, you're the one who wanted to increase our life insurance policy without telling your spouse about it. I think we should talk.
Talk is cheap, Broca. Let's do this thing.
Ralph.
God, you must really hate...
I don't hate you. Ralph, how can you say
Whose
that?
Whose idea was this?
Don't go there, damn you.
Don't say it.
Ralph, I... We've stopped. What are you doing?
Stay here. I'll check. Excuse me, what is going...
Dead animal on the tracks. We're here at least a couple of hours.
Finally, this is your chance to get out of here.
Shut up.
You know what?
She's right. You are an unpleasant, uptight milquetoast who deserves everything.
Shut up! I'm rid of her. And I'm rid of you!
Where?
Oh, yes. The cabin. Where it all started. Where you caught her with him.
You're right, Ralph. I do hate you.
You've been waiting for me, haven't you?
Oh, yes. Relax. Count to 90. It's almost over.
Ralph, what happened?
I'm a wastrel.
What are you talking
about? I hate you. You whore!
Ralph, what is going on?
You never love me! You'll never love me! Go to hell! Do you? You never love me!
He's awake.
Good morning.
How you doing in here, buddy?
I'm trying to find Gloria. Huh? Have you seen her? We got on the train together. I can't find her anywhere.
Sorry, Mr. Broca. I haven't seen her.
You're different from the conductor who checked in on me yesterday.
Mr. Broca, you're not on a train. You're in your room. Here. Take these.
I don't want pills.
But Mr. Broca, you need to take you.
I'll take them when I'm ready.
Okay. Tell you what. We'll leave the pills here. You take them when you're ready, and we'll come back in 10 minutes. But you need to take these, all right?
An acceptable compromise.
All right. Here you go.
Let's go.
Hey, who's Gloria?
His wife. He threw her off a train.
What? Jeez. Always the quiet ones.
Gone. He's gone. He's finally gone.
He's gone.
Gloria? Where are you?
I'm safe now, Ralph. I only live deep within your mind now, Ralph. You can't hurt me here.
Gloria!
But I can hurt you.
No! Oh, please!
I can hurt you.
I'm sorry, Gloria.
I don't believe you. Best take your medicine, Ralph. Not like that's going to do you any good.
Oh, God! Make it stop!
What are you going on about, Ralph? That's the best part of a steam train.
Make it stop!
Make it stop. We were just getting started. Well, we do have a schedule to keep. And whore is nothing if not punch you all. We'll see you down the line when someone in the vault says...
Bert, did you dump Hank's body?
Toot, toot. Ah!